from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I said Bryce Harper was going to hit a home run last night, and he didn't.
And he had his last opportunity up there. He struck out.
Sure did.
Iglesias has been rock solid, man.
He's been incredible.
He's been rock solid.
That's what he's been.
And it's been a good thing to see. But yeah, for them to be able to talk about the Braves to win a series in low scoring games the way they did.
Yeah, that was a playoff-like
yeah,
series.
Exactly.
I would say.
And Schwelly, that's why I'm keeping him there. We talked about yesterday.
You're right.
We talked about yesterday,
right,
if we were going to have the playoff would start tomorrow, who would be our three starters? And I kept saying him, and he was just, again, gave up a little early, but then just shut the damn door.
One of the things that it seems to be very true about the baseball playoffs these days, maybe more so than ever, maybe it's always been true, but it gets talked about a lot now, is the hot hand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, he is undoubtedly one of the hot hands in the Braves rotation. Obviously, Chris Sale is the hottest hand,
right,
than he has been all season. And maybe Reynaldo Lopez, if he can continue,
right,
what he did his last start out. I mean, Morton's been better lately, but Schwellenbach's been better than that for,
yes,
a month and a half.
Yeah.
I knew it had been very good, but once you start putting together stretches of play like this, people start really, really talking about it. Over the last 2 months, he's had the same numbers as Paul Skenes.
He's been great.
I mean, Paul Skenes is getting – I know he's sort of fallen off a little bit post All-Star break. But, like, that's the rookie class that you're talking about him being in right now. And, again, he was fantastic again last night. Doesn't walk anybody.
Yep.
Strikeout rate's really high. Was able to go deep into the ball game. The bullpen comes in and does their job. I didn't realize Rossell Iglesias had retired 35 consecutive batters.
I mean, he's outstanding.
That's a perfect game plus eight.
He's been outstanding.
Game plus three more innings.
He's been outstanding. And that's what I mean. And that's, I mean, as far as you talk about the closer, he's been outstanding. He's been holding his thing down. I thought yesterday we talked in the shares about manufacturing runs. They were able to do that.
A little bit, yeah.
Nice,
yep,
job by Matt Olson and Adam Duvall. I mean, he's been awful.
Awful.
He's been awful.
Awful.
But yeah,
said I ain't dead yet.
I ain't dead yet. All right. Now I might not hit another home run until 2025, but I know I got the one yesterday.
Got the one that counted.
Yeah, because that was always the thing. You know, when they have a lefty up, he's going to go and everything. When they started the platoon, or when they've had lefties up and he hasn't been up, but he was up yesterday and was able to go out there and get the home run.
3 for 3.
I mean, I know somebody was talking about because I guess JH got DFA by the Dodgers. And so they're like, well,
yeah, Jason
yeah,
Hayward.
Got, yeah, he,
Jason
he,
Hayward is,
yeah,
he's available.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, bring him home. And you see Adam Duvall's like scrolling through his ticker like.
I know that's
hell.
That's pre-Alex Anthopoulos, but like that's pretty much what this year's been, right? Like,
yeah,
run it back with the familiar faces.
Yeah.
That would be like the ultimate thing.
Bring him home.
It's all been 2021 run it backs, right?
Right?
With Rosario and Duvall, obviously, and Soler and all these guys, Luke Jackson. Jason Hayward, that's a throwback.
Yeah, bring
he
him home.
He hadn't been a Brave in a decade.
Bring him home.
I'll take him home. I'll take a flyer on him. I don't know. He can't be. I know Adam Duvall was really good yesterday, but can't be any worse than Adam Duvall. Like,
he can field
the whole year, and he can play outfield.
Yeah, he can field really well. But, you stay where you're supposed to be. Six games back, 1.5 up on the Mets for the third wild card spot. And, you know, it was encouraging, this series, because
it was.
You knew that.
That was a scrappy series.
And that's why you liked it, because it was like, I mean, even in the loss, it was like that. It wasn't complete blowout of any game. And, you know, it kind of, you know, you looked at the pitching matchups, Freed, Schwelly, this is what you expect in a playoff-type atmosphere against a team like the Phillies or anybody in the National League right now.
Yeah, now you got the bum-ass Nationals coming to town.
Bum-ass.
So hopefully he could take advantage of those guys.
Don't be tricking him.
Don't win a series against the Phillies.
Don't trick this off against Washington.
And then let the Nationals come in here.
They are awful.
They're not good. And then with Chris Sale on the mound tonight, like –
Don't go tricking off.
Yeah, you gotta keep the momentum.
Don't go tricking off, dog. I'm just like, because that's what they've done. Remember the damn Colorado joint. I mean, that's what they've done.
I think the Nationals have gotten them the last two series they've played against.
And it's real irritating.
So they're due. All right. It's enough losses against the Nationals one season.
Damn Nationals.
All right? Yeah, no, the Nationals are not.
They're not good.
They're not particularly good.
They're not.
Mackenzie Gore is on the mound tonight against Chris Sale. That's a decided pitching matchup for the Atlanta Braves. And again, you got to keep that momentum rolling after taking 2 out of 3 from the Phillies at home, closing the gap by one game.
Yeah, I mean, overall, just winning this series, and they should have won the second game.
They
should have won the second
game. Really would have been nice to sweep.
To sweep them and everything. And you're right where you need to be. Still got, four more games against them up there in Philadelphia. Yep. Speaking of Philly,
coming
shout
up
out,
soon
happy
too.
Birthday to our main man, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Happy birthday, my brother, up there in Philadelphia.
I don't know what number it is. It's none of my business. Yeah. But his funny coworkers posted happy 60th. Come on.
I don't think he's that old.
No, he's not 60
no,
years
he's
old.
He's not 60. He's not 60.
I mean, he was pretty famous, so we could just
Google
him.
I don't think I think he was 55.
He's 53.
Okay. All right.
But 60 is pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Not that there's anything wrong with being 60. Anybody out there 60.
Yeah, but happy birthday to my main man, Hugh Douglas, up there. But, yeah, they took care of it. Now they got the bum-ass Nats coming to town. Don't trick off, man.
Nah.
Don't do that, man. I mean, just – just stay the course.
I know.
Just stay the course. Chris Sale's on the mound today.
He's on the mound.
We expect him to go out and do his thing. Give him some runs. Give him some runs.
Let's try to break some trends in the final month and a half of this season, okay?
Yeah.
The 2024 Braves thing to do tonight would be to score 0 runs.
Right.
And Chris Sale goes out there and goes 8. Gives up 1, maybe, and is phenomenal. But the offense can't score any runs. After taking 2 out of 3 from Philly, and honestly been playing pretty good for about 10 days now, it would be very 2024 Braves to go out there and lay an egg tonight.
Yeah, man.
Let's not do that. Let's break away from that.
Don't do that. Let's finish the season differently
than the rest of the season has gone. You know what I mean?
I know exactly
Come
what you
on.
Mean, man. I know exactly what you mean. Runs. Good to see. We already talked in the last segment about Adam Duvall. I mean, you get him out there. I mean, when's the last time he played? I don't know.
I thought they were getting rid of him.
We did too. When they brought in Soler, we thought he was out the door. But I mean, Snick knows his players, Andy.
Snick knows his players.
I'm like, you know what? I think Adam's going to have it going today.
Maybe we'll see Soler back tonight too.
I thought he's back. So back. Today is Friday.
Today's Friday. That was the projection. So hopefully he'll be back out there. I will give a tip of the cap to Gio Urshela, too. Like, he's been so good defensively.
He's been playing well.
Had another hit, another RBI last night.
Playing well. And that's all you need him to do is just not suck.
Exactly. In terms of what you were going to expect for a guy filling in on that sort of, you know, who no one even imagined he'd be a Brave a week ago, and now he's playing every single day. And
nobody wanted him to be a Brave.
I hadn't thought about Gio Urshela in 5 years.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about him 5 years ago, really.
Yeah.
But now he's here. He's doing a pretty nice job, so we'll take it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.